This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I think that we all have at least one NPR magic story. And I was in my kitchen preparing dinner, and I heard an NPR interview with the poet Samuel Monash, who's an American poet. And I just stopped immediately what I was doing as soon as I heard him read his poem. And he was on NPR because he was being given an award for, it was the Most Neglected Masters Award from the American Poetry Society. And so he read one of the poems that was, you either really get his work or you're puzzled by it. And I seem to just super connect with him and his work immediately. And he read, "Pity Us by the Sea, on the Sands So Briefly." And I heard that, and I immediately started hearing the music. And you know, I'm not a composer, but I've sort of toyed with composing, but I was just never lit up that way. I started thumbing through this book of Samuel Monash's poetry. Every one of them just kind of stopped me in my tracks. Every poem I read, I just knew exactly how I wanted to set it. And I got so excited that I wrote to his publisher and I explained what had happened, and that I was completely smitten and absolutely inspired, and that I was going to write as many as felt right for a song cycle. And so I got this amazing phone call, and it was Samuel Monash calling me, and he was so excited. He said, "You're the only second person in my life who's, you know, really gotten my poetry." I don't feel like I know that I was the conduit for these poems to be set to music, but I don't think I did it. It felt like it was just this amazing, I don't know how to describe it, just sort of a very interesting spiritual connection that just kind of caught my attention and said, "Oh, here's an opening. Let's move through this doorway called Barbara McKenzie and see what happens."
You haven't composed anything since? And you have no kind of feeling about any other poet?
I've wondered about that. You know, I it's like I'm lying in wait for the right thing to come and
there
inspire
it was.
Me.
Pssh.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe it'll come again. I'm not trying to push it. I think that all of us probably have some creative niche that we haven't explored, and then there's a magic moment where we know we're supposed to do whatever it is. It's not just a drive, but it's an allowing. You just open to letting it pour through and find out what it is. That's what happened.
That was concert pianist Barbara McKenzie, who became a composer through the power of the poetry of Samuel Monash. Hear her full story at whqr.org, including more poems by Monash that she set to music.